Al-Bayan Radio presents the following Friday khutbah from Masjid Al-Azhar, Bilmo, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Recently, a brother asked, that was attending the masjid, he said, why are the mashayikh and the speakers, they're always talking about death, as if يعني, this is the only topic to talk about. SubhanAllah, it's a very strange question, because, see, we talk about current events. For example, if there's a storm, it's trending, meaning that topic becomes trending and everyone starts to talk about it. When there's a flood, the same thing. When things start to flood, everyone starts to talk about it. It becomes a topic. You turn on the TV, they're talking about it. You listen to the radio, they're talking about it. You go to the cafeteria, they're talking about it. Whenever, the government gives a bonus, you know, stimulus package or whatever, you find, again, same thing, everyone starts talking about it. Everywhere you go, the news is talking about it, the radio, and it's a current affair. It's something that's everywhere. Because you're facing it on that day. And then that topic dies off, and it's not brought up again until it repeats itself. The thing is, death is your current topic of every, not day, of every, not minute, every second of your life. It repeats itself. What that means is for every second that passes is the chance of death coming to you. The possibility of death coming to you. Therefore, it's a topic that should constantly be on the tongue and in the ears or the mind of the Muslim. Because at any moment, it could happen. At any moment, it can strike. So a person constantly needs to remind himself of death. And be reminded that you as a human being is going to die. There's no doubt about that. No one can guarantee you anything. No one can guarantee you a loan to repay. No one can guarantee health. No one can guarantee anything. But you are guaranteed that you are going to die. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made this very clear. Where the Prophet sallallahu once was weeping over a grave, an empty grave that they had dug ready for someone. And the companions were standing behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, waiting to see what Rasulullah is going to say. And he turned to them and he said to them, prepare for this day. Prepare for this day that you are going to enter the grave. Now you know what the scary thing about that is? Think about it. Picture yourself there. You're standing with the companions. You were told by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prepare for this day you're going to enter the grave. 20, 30 people maybe standing, 40 people, 50 people standing behind Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every person that was standing there and heard the words of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where are they now? In their grave. Sadaqa Rasulullah? Of course. Think about it. They were living, they heard the words of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prepare for this day, you're going to enter the grave. And every single one of them eventually entered the grave. This is the reality. Yani they were told this when they were alive. And we're repeating this statement while they have passed away, they are dead. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you're alive now. The words of Rasulullah is telling you exactly the same thing. Prepare for this day that you are going to enter the grave. And likewise, in the future, there will be other generations that will come and repeat these words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but this time, you would also be in the grave. Likewise, this is how the cycle of life happens. Whatever you build in this world, the reality is whatever house you build, whatever relics you leave behind, whatever thing, anything from the dunya, I guarantee you, from 100 years from today, no one's going to care. If I were to ask you, your great-grandfather, what is his name? Not your grandfather, most people know their grandfather. But your great-grandfather, what's his name? Some people may know. طيب, let's go one step further. Your great grandfather. His grandfather now. So your great great grandfather. What's his name? What did he work? What did he own? What house did he have? How much sheep did he have? How much sheep did he own? His occupation, his wealth, how much gold did he have? No one even knows where he's buried these days. Where is he buried? Has anyone ever visited the grave of their great-great-grandfather or their grandfather? If he wasn't some big scholar or alim of Islam, that his grave is known? If it wasn't for the deen that people recognize that this person is a person, a slave of Allah, most people, the majority, 99% of people won't even know who these people are. And this is your own family. This is your lineage. And you don't know. Likewise, this is only two generations we're talking about. Three generations we're talking about. Likewise, in a few more generations, most of us will be exactly the same. When our great-great-grandchildren or great-great-great-grandchildren are told about, you know, who came to Australia from your relatives, from your great-great-great-grandfather, when they came to Australia or they were born in Australia, the first generation born here, who are they? Most of them will say, I don't know. What did they own? I don't know. What house did they build? I don't know. How much money did they have? I don't know. What are their names? I don't know. We don't know nothing about them. And that is the reality majority for us. So what you have now, what you're building for now, it's not worth anything. Even in this world, it's not worth anything on the day of resurrection. But even in this world, it's not worth anything. It's only worth something to you at this current moment now, to what you think. But it's going to be owned by someone after you. It's going to be taken by someone after you. Everything. And this is why we speak about death, because it is a moment that can come at any time. All it is a rotation, is a list with the angel of death. When the soul is taken, it's only whoever's next on the list. Most of us have things which are unaccomplished, to say. We have goals in our life. We wanted to do things for Allah's sake, or we wanted to, masalan, build a masjid for Allah's sake. We want to donate. And it is something that we wanted to do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we kept pulling it off. We kept delaying it. This is a time now a person reflects. If I really want the barakah and the blessing of whatever this world can give, I need to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I need to do whatever sadaqah I can do, of sadaqah jariyah especially, that I can do to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that's the only thing that's going to benefit me when I'm in the grave. And the best of the sadaqahs is obviously raising your children on Islam, that they make dua for you, that they give sadaqah on your behalf, that they spread the goodness that you left behind for them, be it from your wealth or knowledge or whatever it may be, or reviving a sunnah or whatever. But by Allah, you don't have a lot of time left. Most of us, if anything, we're starting to build the arthritis in our limbs. We're starting to get old. The grays are started. We're going to be crippled soon. Even if we want the energy to do something, even when we want to do something for Allah's sake, we can't. And this is the reality of the situation. See, a lot of times we get really emotional and sensitive about things, but the solution, the reality is very simple. Make a plan and do it. And don't worry about anyone else. And don't worry about this person telling you, no, this is not right, or worry. You do what you think pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do what makes your heart content. You do as if tomorrow you were told you're going to leave this world, you're going to pass away. It's your topic every moment of your life. How that's going to happen, who knows? When is it going to happen? We don't know, but we know it's very soon. Very soon. And for every day that passes, it becomes sooner and sooner and sooner, to the point that if you were to wake up every morning and say to yourself, by the next morning I wake up, I may be dead. Every morning a person stands and says, by the next morning,
I may not live. The thing is, one of those days that he says that is the day he's going to die, subhanAllah. One of those days he's going to speak the truth. One of those days that's going to come to be, where he's not going to live to say that again the following morning. Every morning if a person wakes up and says, today is the day I'm going to die, one of those days is the day he's going to die. That's the truth. That is the reality. So obviously now post Ramadan, it's a time for you to reflect, to see what is missing, to see what you need to improve in, see how you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how you get closer to the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how to build yourself, to build your family, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he told us that we are responsible. Every person is a shepherd, right? Has a point of responsibility. And so therefore, every person have that is responsible for his flock. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Are you believe? Save yourself and your family from the hellfire. Nothing else matters in this world than pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.